Rani's daughter-in-law wrote that if the Mass was not at least an hour and a half, Rani was not satisfied. So we have to make him happy. And this is his last journey to his tomb, where he shall be until the Lord shall come and lift him up, or in his case, take him down, for he'll be way up there in the mausoleum at Holy Cross Cemetery. But today, it's a very sad day for us, and I think I've definitely known Marjorie and Ronald for at least 20 years. I don't remember. It's a long time. And until recently, when he was sick, he was here every single Sunday. And then it was too much for him, especially since his memory failed him, until just the other day. But I cannot speak for anybody else. But I went to see them at least once a month, sometimes more. And he always knew who I was. And he always knew why I was there, except last week. And then he wasn't dying per se, but something told me from God, you need to anoint him, give him the last rites. And so I did. And so we did. And as such, we were able to help him as his one of our happiest jobs as priests, to help him to go across from this life to the next, where on Monday morning, God called him to himself. So we have here the shell of the person who was Ronnie. And of course, from even the pictures and the holy cards and other pictures, we see that he did not look very much like himself anymore. He, as all of us sooner or later, will start to go down, down, down. And so I remember last night at the funeral home where I went just a minute, since my voice is still compromised for whatever reason, obviously he looked good as anybody can look inside a casket, but I could see he had lost so much weight, and he was not anything like what he used to be. I remember the days when he was lifting weights, and of course that was before his shoulder replacements. And then when he used to shake my hand, I would say, hold it, I have a ring on, because he would squeeze so hard it hurt. He was very strong, but he was also very strong in his holy Catholic faith. And he was a traditional Catholic. Like many of us, he did not like any of the other things that are gone around. And more, and for some of you who are not familiar with this movement in the church, the youth, majority of the youth, are turning towards tradition, towards this, all over the world. And that's why on Sundays, our church is packed. And we have about 50 or 40 little children crying and talking and yelling and whatever. The little screamers, I call them. And then at 4 o'clock and 7:30, we have the old people who take geritol. And they're fewer and fewer and fewer every Sunday. And this is happening all over the world, where hundreds of thousands, indeed millions, of young Catholics are saying, why did they do this? Why did they change the Mass? Or try to? Why did they change our traditions? For 2,000 years, we have been doing this. Who said it wasn't good enough? Well, Rani believed the same way, and he, of course, wanted a traditional Latin Rite Requiem Mass, which is what this is. And so we give it to him gladly. And I hope he is profiting from it. Hopefully he is looking at us. And of course, I call upon him who was faithful to the very end. Now he is no longer held bound by weakness or lack of memory or anything else. Now he is as he was when he was 20 years old. And now he can pray for us to God the Father in heaven, as we see from the readings. And of course, I suppose you didn't hear, because I could barely hear either, but the readings and everything from this Mass are to be found in the Campion Missal on page 550. Whoever announced it must have laryngitis like I do. But they're very beautiful, especially the sequence of this Mass, which we shall repeat again very shortly on All Souls Day, and hopefully not any time sooner. It's interesting that this, though it is a traditional parish, this is the first funeral of the year 2024, and hopefully the last. And Ronnie's going to be 89 in about a week, on October the 5th. The young people are all going to the High Mass, the traditional Latin Mass. And it's the same, like I said, all over the world. And so we are very, very privileged. And we thank God, and we thank our bishop, and we thank Pope Benedict XVI of happy memory. And as we continue with these mysteries, we are told that Francis, Bishop of Rome, is very close to death. So maybe Ronnie will meet him on the way there and tell him, what are you doing here? Anyway, because he did not like tradition. You know, what do you expect from a Jesuit? That's why they say they're Jesuitical, people who are two-faced, Jesuitical. Anyway, pray for him that he may have pardon at the moment of his death, whatever God wills. But in the meantime, we pray for the repose of the soul of Ronald Edward Bielisch, and we pray that his stay in purgatory, and everybody has to go to purgatory. Don't believe any of that nonsense. Oh, he's in a better place. Well, purgatory is a better place, because once you're in purgatory, you know that there's only one place to go, which is heaven. You cannot go to hell. We can go to hell, but those who are in purgatory only have one road, and that leads to heaven. But purgatory is not fun. And so we pray for his stay in purgatory to be as short as possible, maybe even as short as today, because purgatory is connected to time on earth. On the other hand, we ask him to pray for his parish and shrine that he supported, that he loved, and we ask him to pray for his widow, and that's going to be your new title now, Marjorie, the widow Marjorie. I will tease you about it. And then, of course, his son and daughter-in-law and all his other relatives. I don't remember all the names. Actually, I never got the card that I'm supposed to get. So anyway, that's okay. This is not a eulogy. This is a sermon for a funeral. But this liturgy, this Mass of the dead, the Requiem, which means eternal rest going unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. This affords us a lot of hope. Hope that is filled with joy. Because as St. Martha said to our Lord, we have come to believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is to come. But of course, that belief needs to be followed by faith, it needs to be followed by action. We need to live our faith. We cannot just say words. It is not a magic formula. It is what it is. A life of following Christ. And our Lord said, if you wish to follow me, take up your cross and follow me. And those are the ones who shall enter with Christ into heaven. The others, we can say nothing for them, but we pray that more and more people will have the gift of faith, and faith that is active, faith that is put into practice, that is not just a formula, but that is real. And so we offer our condolences, because the fact that death is not the end by any means, But it is the beginning, hopefully, of a wondrous eternal life. Does not mean that we who remain here on this earth do not have to suffer. That's just the way it is. We have to suffer. And so we pray that God will give you faith, and that faith will sustain you in hope and in charity, that is, the love of God, and through God, the love of neighbor. Because without those things, one cannot be saved. One cannot go to heaven. Again, it is not a magic formula. It is a way of life. So we ask Almighty God and the Blessed Mother, who was at the side of the cross, at the foot of the cross, and who takes us to Jesus, who brought Jesus to us in the first place, to bring Ronald's soul to heaven. Eternal rest went unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. After the Mass, we will come to the foot of the altar, and we pray, we will be doing the prayers of absolution of the corpse, which is really the soul of Ronnie, not the corpse. And that is on page 559 of the Grey Campion Missal. God bless you all. And pray that my voice may come back so I can really yell at you.